Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars, test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower, and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Cattle futures closed lower here today, down 65 cents in the January, 127.77. January continues to kind of lead the way here on the upside. It did make new contract highs today. It went as high as about 129.60, so it didn't quite get to 130, but within 40 cents or so of it. And that's the highest level in over 2 months. But if you look at the downward close today and about $2 off the high, that would be a key reversal since it closed lower on the day on pretty thick volume. We're still about $8 above the moving average, and there's a gap below the market from the other day on the November 23rd. It gapped up, but the gap would be filled at 125.12, and so that's about $2.50 to fill the gap to the downside from this point on the January feeders. March is down 20. April, we're down 10. Now, live cattle were lower as well, down 17 in December at 110.57. February is down 57 at 111.37. The box beef at midday was just a touch lower on choice, down 43 at 189.52. Select up 21 cents at 172.98. Cash market yesterday was really strong. We had as high as 115, which was 3 to 5 higher than the previous week, and that was in Texas. So despite strong cash markets, the market, the futures did sell off a touch at the end.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures were under significant pressure today, led lower by the corn on the row crops. Corn was down about 5 cents. March was 3.43 and a quarter, down five. That is not contract lows, but it is getting back toward it in the lowest we've seen in about 2 months in terms of price. We're below the 50-day moving average, and so the trend following top funds could add to that short position as the market makes new lows. Keep in mind, though, that back in August, the market was lower than where it currently is. It was down about 3.25 in the March 17 corn, so about 17 cents off the lows. And the beans are down 3.5 cents. They weren't as weak as the corn or the wheat, but the March beans were at 10.39, down 2.25. Technically speaking, here we're still above the moving average. It's still the strongest and poised to be the strongest grain contract as the hedge funds are long. And then wheat futures today forged new lows again. July 17 Kansas City wheat is at the contract low at 4.26.5. So kind of a disappointing day for the wheat futures. A lot of areas around the country, wheat's actually cheaper than corn. So it's be interesting to see. And the fact that maybe you can buy wheat cheaper than you can produce it, that will kind of weigh on the market here. Or I guess it could bring some buyers back into the market. So overall, it was a pretty weak day across the board for grain.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.